As we launch into 2022 in the aftermath of the failure to pass President Biden's Build Back Better plan, thanks to the inability of Senator Joe Manchin to, as they say, pick a lane, stay there, President and Congressional Democrats want to move ahead with the voters' rights legislation, which is named in honor of the late civil rights leader and member of Congress, John Lewis. There are two primary reasons for this focus. First, Biden and the Democrats need to put some points on the board. Second, failure to pass this legislation will be looked at as a huge disappointment by Democratic voters and will pretty much ensure that the Democrats will lose their majorities in the midterm elections. The promise by Democrats was to have this bill passed by Martin Luther King Day, which is a week from Monday. Seeing that now is extremely unlikely at best, the talk in the Senate has shifted to a change in the filibuster rule for this specific legislation, which is not a radical idea. It's been done for the debt ceiling, continuing resolutions, and other key legislation. Of course, the name Joe Manchin rises up again with this. He's against the idea, but willing to talk about it. He'll think about it, won't commit to it. And there's another roadblock for the passage of voter rights legislation. The Republicans in Congress, most claiming that this legislation is simply another attempt by the Democrats to change the election law so they can steal more elections. Which leads us to this. You've probably seen or heard reports about how Donald Trump and his allies are working to get dedicated or addicted pro-Trump followers, like the state house seats, election official positions, school boards, every point in between. Reason for this is actual long-term planning by Trump and the GOP to get the machine in place to deny any close Democrat win in 2022 or 24, where those pro-Trump officials at those levels would instead do everything they could to flip that election result to a Republican who actually lost. This is also why you will never see the federal voting rights legislation pass the Senate unless the filibuster rule is changed. State after state, they've installed new election laws through the push of state Republicans who claim these new election laws expand voting in the respective states. Do they? The Brennan Center for Justice did a study of these new state election laws. Here's just a few things that they have to come across. When it comes to shortening the window to apply for a mail ballot, that's been put into place in states including Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Iowa, Kentucky, New York, Oklahoma. Shorten the deadline to deliver mail-in ballots. They got the nod in Arkansas and Iowa. Make it harder to remain on absentee voting lists. You got that now in Arizona and Florida. Eliminate or limit sending mail ballot applications to voters who do not specifically request them. Georgia voted that in, so did Iowa, Kansas, and Texas. Restrict assistance in returning a voter's mail ballot. That's been put into place in Arkansas, Florida, Iowa. We also have it in Kansas, Kentucky, Montana, and Texas. Limit the number, locations, availability of mail ballot drop boxes. You find that limitation now in Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and Indiana. Expand voter purges or risk faulty voter purges. That's in place now for Arizona, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, New Hampshire, Texas, and Utah. Increase the barriers for voters with disabilities. Passed in Alabama, passed in Iowa, Texas as well. Oh, you might remember this one. The banning of snacks and water being handed to voters waiting in line. That's something you cannot do in Florida and Georgia. Election Day voter registration? That's a no-go in Montana. Reduce polling place availability, meaning locations or hours. That's been enacted in Iowa, Montana, and Texas. Limit early voting days or hours. Why? They keep saying that there's more voting days than hours. Not in Georgia, not in Iowa, and not in Texas. Looking forward, support for an idea is growing in Congress. It would involve adding more strength and details to what's known as the Electoral Count Act from 1887, when pretty much details the role of the Vice President and Congress regarding election certification. Some of the changes being pondered includes better detailing of the Vice President's role, eliminating the belief that the Vice President can, on a whim, disqualify any electors and their votes. Also being considered is making a challenge to a state's electors require more than just one House member and one Senator. And it's not just Democrats who are showing support for this. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has called this something worth examining. I know, he's said that before and backed off, but how many more times can he do that and maintain any degree of respectability? And in case you were wondering, no, this is not sitting well with the cult of Trump.